Words of Instruction. September 17, 1909. Typed. Individually and as a people, we have a most solemn work before us. There is a daily preparation of heart and mind to be gained in order that we may be fitted to work out the purposes of God for us. The perils of the last days are upon us, and at this time we are each determining what our destiny for eternity shall be. Individually, we are to form characters that will stand the test of the judgment. Individually, we are to give, in the church where we are, an example of faithfulness and consecration. The ministry of the Word is designed to prepare a people to stand in the times of temptation in which we live, and church members are to cooperate with the work of ministry by revealing in the life the principles of the truth, that no word shall be spoken or act performed that will lead into false paths or create a condition of things that God cannot approve. There has been revealed to me the grave dangers we shall meet in these last days of peril and temptation. Our only reliable light and guide for this time is in the Word of God. We must take this Word as our counselor and faithfully follow its instructions, or we shall find that we are being controlled by our own peculiar traits of character, and our lives will reveal a selfish work that will be a hindrance and not a blessing to our fellow men. We need to go to the Word of God for counsel for every step we take, for self is ever ready to strive for the mastery. It is the duty of those who stand as leaders and teachers of the people to instruct church members how to labor in missionary lines, and then to set in operation the great, grand work of proclaiming widely this message, which must arouse every unworked city before the crisis shall come when, through the working of satanic agencies, the doors now open to the message of the third angel shall be closed. God requires that we shall give the message of present truth to every city, and not keep the work bound up in a few places. Wherever an opening for the truth can be found, there let men be stationed who are capable of presenting its teachings with a power and conviction that will reach hearts. The judgments of God are being stayed, that the voice of truth may be heard in its simplicity. Let those who have part in this sacred work be wide awake, and each endeavor to labor in God's appointed way. Let none set up as the Lord's way, the way of human devisings. The words were spoken to me with impelling power. Wake up the watchman to carry the word of warning to every city in America. Build up the waste places. The righteous judgments of God, with their weight of final decision, are coming upon the land. Do not hover over the churches to repeat over and over again the same truths to the people, while the cities are left in ignorance and sin, unwarned and unlabored for. Soon the way will be hedged up, and these cities will be closed to the gospel message. Wake up the church members, that they may unite in doing a definite and self-denying work. Our camp meetings should not be held again and again in the same places. Carry the message into new cities. If necessary, we must expend less means in the few places where the message has been quite fully preached, that we may go out into other places where the warning has not been given, and where men and women are ignorant of the great crisis that is about to come to all who live upon the earth. We have the word of truth, the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus to give to the people of this generation. Means is needed that we may do quickly the work that must be done in building up the waste places and raising up the foundations of many generations. We are not to spend our money on things that are not essential. God requires that every available dollar shall be given to the work of opening new fields for the entrance of the gospel message, and in lessening the mountains of difficulty that seek to close up our missionary work. For Christ's sake, I ask you to carry out God's purposes for the opening of missions in every city, in every place. Satan is working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Is it not time that we awake out of sleep? Our apparent devotion to the things of this life contradicts the faith we profess to hold. The warning message for this time is not being given earnestly in the great business world. Day after day, the centers of commerce and trade are thronged with men and women who need the truth for this time, but who gain no saving knowledge of its precious principles, because earnest, persevering efforts are not put forth to reach this class of people where they are.
The publications and periodicals that come from our presses have a definite and far-reaching work to do. These papers are not to repeat and discuss the errors that are all the time coming in to divert the mind from what is truth. Let the articles deal with the truths of the Word of God, giving clear instruction regarding the saving truths for this time and warning of the near approach of the judgments of God and the end of all things. As the work advances, our publications in all languages should increase in circulation. Our presses are now at work in many lands, sending forth the truth in French, Danish, German, and many foreign languages. Let a spirit of harmony and unity prevail as the work is carried forward. We have no time for contention and strife. In every clime, the truth is to go forth as a lamp that burneth. Let every reasoning mind have the privilege of hearing the truth for this time. In the advocacy of the cause of temperance, our efforts are to be multiplied. The subject of Christian temperance should find a place in our sermons in every city where we labor. Health reform in all its bearings is to be presented before the people, and special efforts made to instruct the youth, the middle-aged, and the aged in the principles of Christian living. Let this phase of the message be revived, and let the truth go forth as a lamp that burneth. The men and women who believe the truth for this time are to be educated to go forth and speak intelligently in regard to the reformation which God calls for in the observance of the true Sabbath, given at the creation of the world to man to be observed by him to the close of time. God will be with those who with faithfulness will give the message of present truth in all its fullness. He will be with them even as he has been with his people in the past. The world is preparing for the closing work of the third angel's message. The truth is now to go forth with a power that it has not known for years. The message of present truth is to be proclaimed everywhere. We must be aroused to give this message with a loud voice, as symbolized in the 14th chapter of Revelation. There is danger of our accepting the theory of the truth without accepting the great responsibility which it lays upon every recipient. My brethren, show your faith by your works. The world must be prepared for the loud cry of the third angel's message, a message which God declares shall be cut short in righteousness. The message of the Apostle James, depicting the misery of the rich who have done wickedly, is to be repeated as a message of warning and appeal. The instruction given in the first and second chapters of 1 Peter, exhorting believers to a godly life, is to be presented to the people. Let all be impressed with the fact that the time has come when all should work intelligently and earnestly for the accomplishment of the work of salvation. I am instructed to say to those who have long stood at the head of the work, and who for years have allowed many of our large cities to remain unworked, the Lord will call to account those who have worked out their own plans to do a large work in a few places, while they have left undone the work that should have been done in giving the last warning message to the many large cities of our land. There has been with some a spirit of forbidding, a desire to hold back from the work brethren who desire to have a part in it. Some, in the blindness of their hearts, have been hindering the work, and this has brought unbelief into many hearts. I am now counseled in regard to the need of employing all our energies and all our means for the advancement of the work. We need to use our influence in encouraging others to labor. Let the spirit of sanctified activity be encouraged rather than the spirit that would seek to hinder and forbid, and there will be seen advancement where in the past there has been failure to follow the will of the Lord. When the workers in the cause of God are converted in spirit, they will be willing to do the work that is waiting to be done. When they are willing to practice self-denial, they will have spiritual discernment to understand what the purposes of God are. Then they will remove from their hearts that which hinders them from cooperating fully with Him. And when they give evidence that they are determined to carry out the Lord's plans and not their own devisings, decided changes will be seen. A spirit of humility and trust in God will reveal that God is a God of wisdom, and that His work is done in righteousness and truth.